Unit 32. Exercise 2. Page 102.
When the street becomes a canvas. Imagine walking around a shopping centre with your friend, when suddenly they grab your arm, pull you back, and shout, "Watch out!" You are standing at the edge of a huge cliff, about to fall off. Manny, Sid, and Diego from the Ice Age films are also there. Well, look again. You're not standing on a cliff at all. You're standing on an amazing work of art created by Edgar Müller, a world-famous 3D street artist. In 1982, the American artist Kurt Wenner started combining traditional street painting with geometry. The result was highly realistic three-dimensional paintings. 3D street art, also known as pavement art, street art or street painting, was born. The art form gained popularity in the 1990s and early 2000s. Artists such as Tracy Lee Stumm, Julian Beaver, and Edgar Müller became world famous for their amazing 3D paintings drawn on the streets and pavements of many big cities. To create these incredible works of art, Müller and other street artists use a special visual technique called anamorphosis, which means to transform. This technique is not new. It was developed during the Renaissance and is used to distort an image so that it can only be seen from a certain point. So, if you are standing in front of an anamorphic painting, it makes no sense at all. You need to move to a specific location to see it properly and understand it. 3D street art is still extremely popular nowadays. Why? It is amazing to look at. It is out of the ordinary, and it is interactive. Speaking about it, Edgar Müller said that the purpose of 3D street art was to encourage people to think twice about what they saw. Using the streets as a gallery, Müller and all the other amazing 3D street artists have certainly achieved that.